And therefore, I give notice that Boris Johnson is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
And with that announcement, Boris Johnson will be sworn in as Britain's new Prime Minister tomorrow, in a country that is bitterly divided over Brexit, an issue that has also hit Barbadians like Wycliffe Gooding very hard.
I left here in 26th April 1969 and went to London to work with London Transport. I worked with them for 25 years. The company was broken up, and I worked with another company for a period of time, for 9, 10 years, something like that. And then I came home. As regards Brexit and living here and the consequences of it, is that the currency, you know, it's practically halved in value. And with the prices as they are down here, you know that it will affect each and every one of us that has dependent on the pension from there.
He returned to Barbados in 2003.
It was a lot better. It was a lot better because obviously you were getting much more. I think it was $3 and something cents, if not more, to the pound. So obviously your money was stretched a lot further.
And where has that gone to now?
It's about 250, 246, 250 to the pound. So you can see that on each pound that you get in pension, you're losing, you can't say losing, but it's worth about about 50-something cents less.
The decline in the value of the pound, says Mr. Gooding, occurred immediately after the Brexit referendum. And what kind of adjustment did that call for on your part?
Well, the old people always had to say, you had to cut your cloth, and you had to make adjustments, obviously, in your spending, because obviously you're on a limited budget from the point of view of pension and so on, and what you get, you have to obviously conserve as much of it as you can because of the prices of the things in the supermarkets and the various shops down here.
To what extent has it influenced people that you know who are living here to return to England?
To be frank, the majority of people that I know would not want to go back. Because, first of all, if you have to go back to England, you have to look for somewhere to live if you don't have somewhere. That is extremely expensive. Because just even a house, 2-3-bedroom house in London, is near enough £450,000. And if you had to convert that into dollars, it's a lot of money. And I don't think that anybody would be willing to give you a mortgage at this age.
How do you see this whole campaign for Brexit, for or against it?
I think that is silly, because I always feel that united you're strong.
Today we have the situation where Boris Johnson has been chosen as the Conservative leader. What are your thoughts on that?
To be honest, I haven't given much of a thought, but from a little I know of it, from the time he was mayor of London, you can see that he had his sights set on being the Prime Minister, and he was willing to do anything to get it. Obviously, where the politics are concerned, you can see that he had a lot of backing in order to get that position. And I don't know if he's going to do any better than Theresa May.
Barbadian Wycliffe Gooding, one of those now back home but feeling the effects of Brexit in Britain.
Here's a Sagicor tip. It's hurricane season. Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more about home insurance. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.